I think that's a really good point. Another issue about Avastin is the fact that generally, certainly in breast cancer, when it's given with chemotherapy and seems to in some way facilitate the delivery of chemotherapy to the breast cancer cells. And I guess the most well-studied regimen is a combination of bevacizumab and paclitaxel or Taxol. But we now have another sort of version of paclitaxel out there, the nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane formulation. One of the things about the nab-paclitaxel is the fact that it is a very costly agent. I guess we're going to have to see how that gets played out in the future. But in addition to the fact that it looks like maybe it's going to have a little more activity than regular paclitaxel, there are two other advantages that have been purported or have been discussed with this agent. One is the fact that pre-medications are not required, and the other is that the infusion time is shorter. Can you talk a little bit from a quality of life point of view in terms of how much of an advantage these two things you think pose to patients?
Well, whatever we can do to have patients not sitting in a chemotherapy administration chair and have them out and about doing what they want to be doing is better. Just like being able to go from an intravenous administration of something to a pill that they can take themselves is going to improve their quality of life because they're not going to be walking through the cancer center doorway every X number of days that they can get on with what they are here on earth to be doing. So that's a good thing of making the delivery of medications more efficient with lesser side effects that they also have to deal with or have to be monitored for is the direction that we want to see more and more pharmaceuticals go.
Do you see many problems associated with the Decadron? People have talked about, you know, sort of agitation, hyperactivity, problems sleeping. How often do you see that?
Insomnia has been, I think, one of the things that patients have commented about the most. We encourage women to do yoga and biofeedback. Also, taking a sleep agent is not unusual to recommend. Preparing their family for her being hyper, because this changes her personality a bit. She may be talking as fast as an auctioneer and really wound up. And if the family doesn't know that it's because of the medications that she's taking, they may make assumptions that it's something else going on. So letting them know, you know, that she's on Decadron, she's on steroids, this is why, and it may create some changes in her mood and her behavior, in her ability to sleep, her agitatedness, anxiousness, and even how happy or sad she is. That we see this a lot with patients with brain mets where we're giving them big doses while we're radiating them and then tapering them off. And the family says, gee, you know, she was talking a mile a minute, and now she's talking in slow motion and she seems more forgetful. What's going on? What's happened? For them to understand the combination of the effect of the radiation with coming off of the steroids. And I think people need to be told that in advance rather than after the fact, what to expect rather than that's what happened.